Yeah, we'll get started today. It's such an exciting time to kind of kick off 2016 officially. We've spent a bunch of time together this offseason, players, the coaches, building that connection. And that's why we're all so excited to build this bond even stronger, even with our fans, and getting a chance to open up at home in front of them and kind of demonstrate all the things, our toughness, our finish, our resiliency to our own, you know, our city and our fans. We're pumped to do that. So it's an exciting day as we're, you know, like I said, we went through the whole offseason, put a big plan together to, you know, to start the season off. And we've got a really competitive, tough roster of guys who love battling for one another. And I hope that clearly demonstrates itself, you know, on the field to you guys and to the fans. That'll open it up to any questions. We had a couple injury notes. I know we don't need to do an injury report today, but we're doing pretty good. The only guys that'll be limited today will be Jones and Ward. Other than that, we're doing well. So we anticipate those two being at full strength for Wednesday's practice, and they'll participate some today. So with that, I'll open it up to you guys to get started.
How soon do you really start game planning, you know, when you go into the opener for your first opponent? I mean, has it been going on for a couple weeks?
For the opener, it has. You do that some as you go through the off season. It was really important for us to get to know our new players and feature them in the very best way. That's Mo and that's Alex, and then the same with the guys defensively, to learn those guys as just as very best that we can so we can feature them in the very best way. But yeah, the game plan wise for us this week, it'll be different offensively, just knowing that they're, you know, have some new schemes that they'll incorporate defensively. But offensively, yeah, that's been going on for a while.
Are you pretty much set where you're at with your lineups right now? As far as the offensive line and
yes.
Linebackers.
And yep, and that part we are. That part we are, Vaughn. I think as you go through the first couple of weeks of the season, there's always some minor adjustments as your roster, as it, you know, takes shape over the next couple of weeks. But, man, are we excited about it. We really are. We feel it's a deep group. This group, they love battling for one another. It's a very tight group, both on the field and off. And that's why we can't wait to demonstrate that to the fans.
Be at right guard.
He will be. Yep, okay. Chris Chester will be at right guard.
And then on the defensive side, you decide if you want to go forward with your two rookie linebackers?
We will, yep. All our linebackers will play, and we have certain packages that each of them do. But it's a very deep group, one that we're looking forward to, you know, kind of finding the best things that they do. Some will be a bigger factor on, you know, first and second down. Some will be a bigger factor on third down. All of them will have a big role on special teams.
Year two slowed down for you? They always say that first
yes,
year.
Yes, it's the truth. And I think the experience of going through it, man, did I learn a lot through a whole year. So that's why it was such a clear vision of how we want our team to play. You know, that kind of started right all the way from, you know, our off-season program, mini camp and training camp, and now this is the next phase of it. But it's been an awesome process to go through it with the team. It really has.
How is year two setting up for you? Because I always say year two, you start figuring out who you have, what kind of coach you are. Is this a big year for you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's, you know, any bigger. I mean, like, it's what we do. And it's honestly, I've learned a great deal through my first year. And some of the mistakes I've made, some of the things that we did well, how can we improve upon those? That happened for sure. But it's an awesome process to go through. It really is. I learned a great deal over my first year, and the learning never stops. And we have a really, really clear vision of how we want our team to play. The team understands that. The staff understands that. And that's why we're so excited to get going.
And the first week's opponent, interconference.
Yeah, isn't that the best where we get a chance to play in the division right off the bat? And I love that, how the league had set that up, where it's a real emphasis for us. And what a great matchup that we have right off the bat. And honestly, we're thrilled to be at home with our fans. And that connection's a fun one. So we're looking forward to this dome being rocking come Sunday afternoon.
Initial thoughts on Winston. Of course, you saw what he did last year, you know, but can you talk about that? I know you guys are still getting into that.
Yeah, we are. And, like, so today's practice, we're really going to, you know, devote towards us and getting back, throwing, catching, and doing stuff, and then we'll get really fully into the game plan for Wednesday. I think he's a terrific competitor, Vaughn. I think that's the number one thing that stands out. The improvement that he made, we weren't surprised at all by that in terms of as a rookie player, the improvement you make, that's common. He's an outstanding competitor. I think that's probably, you know, the biggest compliment we can give to a guy.
Coach, just talk about the running back position and how you may be able to distribute the carries between Devontae and Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, we really have a duo there. And knowing the different things that they do best as well, both of them are complete backs and can play on all downs. And that's why we're so fortunate. We're going to need them both. We're going to lean on them both this year. And if we can find ways to best feature them and doing the things they do, both of them catch the ball well out of the backfield. Both of them are very good competitors, but you love the spirit that they have going back and forth between them. But it is a duo for sure, and we're going to lean on them both hard, both in the run game and out of the backfield as well.
Can you claim the new guy as Gabriel?
Yes.
Can you talk about his role, what you expect from him?
Yep. Really, it's the speed that jumped off the tape, and the route running, the speed, the ability to break people off. Those were the things that totally jumped out to us. So how can we feature another guy with speed? We'll find lots of ways. But that was the first thing, his speed, his explosiveness. He can play a variety of spots. He's lined up mostly at X where we play Julio as well. But having that speed, another guy with that kind of speed to take some of the vertical routes that we'd like to do, he'll be an important part of what we do, Vaughn.
Will he be in the return rotation too?
Yes, that's what we have to find out more about him. But we plan on that, we do. And see if punt return, kick return. And so we have to go through that process with him, you know, over the next couple weeks. Okay, what other roles can you do here for the team? We know he has a return background, and that'll be an important part for Keith this week to get going on that as well. But you're exactly right. What role will he have other than offense? Is it return? He's played on teams before. He's been a gunner on punt. He's been a hold-up guy on punt return. So we're going to throw him into the mix and see how, you know, what best thing, you know, how can we best feature him.
Timetable is he on, be fully ready for you guys?
Well, that's going to be up to him and how fast he can pick up the system, how fast he can get, you know, acclimated both on offense and on team. So I won't put a limit on it, won't put a cap on it, say, you know, it's a week away or it's 2 weeks away. Really, that's good that he's here. We get an extra bonus practice in, obviously get the studying in tomorrow, and then we'll lead it right into Wednesday and see where we go. But I wouldn't rule anything out in terms of readiness. I just don't know the answer to that yet until we go through a couple days.
Going back to the injury report real quick,
sure.
Just to clarify. So Clay is back,
correct.
Full,
yep.
Off his shoulder, and Dwight Freeney is fine,
correct.
Off his back,
yep.
And everything. So,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a good, healthy roster. It was good to have the guys back. They had a few days, too, to you know, be off and treat. So, honestly, we're just so thrilled to get rolling. It's a very good group. This group has really put out for one another, both in the offseason and in training camp. We added a few guys to the mix, but at the end of the day, they know how hard they put out for one another, and that's why we're so excited to see this team and the city bond like we know it will.